Okay, welcome. Welcome all to Santa Barbara and the KITP. I'm David Gross, the director of the KITP, and I see a lot of friends here who've been here before. This is, I think, the fifth in our series of teachers' conferences that we hold yearly. And I apologize for the clouds. This is what we call in Santa Barbara June gloom. It's arrived early, but this has been a crazy weather year. And I commend those of you from the East Coast who made it out here. Some are still stuck in airports, I think. Supernova are, of course, some of the most exciting and explosive events that take place in the universe. Were noticed thousands of years ago. Aside from being exciting and beautiful, they do a lot of good. They provide heavy elements, as we will learn today, the stuff we're made out of. And also, in recent years, they've served as standard candles that allow astronomers to measure the large-scale structure of the universe with rather surprising, unexpected, and for a theorist, extremely annoying results. So-called dark energy that we will hear about later. That's part of the reason that we decided to hold a program on properties, the fundamental properties of supernova, and try to understand them better. You will learn a lot about supernova today and the physics, how they work, but I hope you will also get the impression, which you should of course convey to your students, that science is ever progressing, and you know, we don't know all the answers and we're still trying to learn, and this program is attempting to try to truly understand what goes on in supernova and make them better standard candles among the rest. So we've had a very exciting program that's been going on for a few months, and there's a conference on that the program has organized that will start on Monday. And as always, we attach a teacher's conference to one of our standard conferences to take advantage of the excellent scientists that are attracted here and have volunteered to give these talks to you all. So. I think we'll have a very exciting day with wonderful lectures. And in addition, we will have, as always, a session, which this time will be just before lunch at 11:30, which we call a town meeting, in which we have a discussion with you all about issues having to do with secondary school science education and general issues that are of concern to you and to us, how we can better further the goal of improving science education in high schools and so on. And we have some new ideas which will be presented, but I urge you all to think of things you might want to contribute. We only have 45 minutes to discuss that, so be brief. But It, as always, will be interesting. That will involve all the lecturers, most of which are here, and myself. And we'll do that at 11:30 before lunch. The other extra thing, as you all know, is the Las Cumbres Observatory, which is going to give a hands-on demonstration of its facilities that you could take advantage of when you're not here as well, tomorrow, and there'll be a presentation at 4:30 about that observatory and its facilities. There's also, we are trying an experiment where we collaborate with the Exploratorium in San Francisco. You know, many of you know that museum, which has a whole network of teachers in the Bay Area, and some of them will be in contact with us for the second half. I forget when they come on. Sometime in the afternoon. Before we start, I have some announcements here. Most of them, I think, if you don't know already, you're in trouble, but the staff is our excellent staff is outside and available for any help. They all wear name badges, as do you. You need your name badge to get food. The food is in the courtyard. For those of you who haven't been here ever or lately, we used to eat out there on the lawn. Now we eat inside in the courtyard, which is right over there. There are bathrooms across from the courtyard and upstairs, if those are full, as they often are, and down the hall this way, if those are full. There's a bell, which will tell you to come back after in the coffee breaks and announce the shuttle runs at the end of the day to the hotel. If you need wireless access, there are lots of computers right above us. And to get on, or if you have your laptops and want to get wireless access, you just need to use the name PITP conference, which should be easy to remember, and no password is required. I think that's all. As you can see from the schedule, we leave lots of time for questions. The tradition of the KITP is that our conferences and, of course, our normal activity has lots and lots of discussion. So discussion is something we hope will be as exciting as the formal talks themselves. So I think we're on schedule, and I will turn over the microphone to Rosanna DiStefano, who is one of the organizers, together with Lars Bildstein, who is sitting here and is the first speaker of both the conference and of this special teachers conference. Rosanna.
Okay, well, we have a very special schedule for you today, and I think you'll find the morning and afternoon complement each other very well. We're going to have a talk that deals with the theoretical elements of stars, star formation, production of the elements, and then we'll move on to someone with a good deal of experience in the experimental level. So rather than take time from those interesting discussions, what I'd like to do is to introduce my fellow co-organizer, Lars Bildstein, who is a permanent member here at the KITP. He's a faculty member at UC Santa Barbara, and he's had a very distinguished career discussing exactly the kinds of questions bringing together elements of nuclear physics with astrophysics. And so rather than take time from his discussion, let's just get straight to it. Lars.
Thanks.